expectation for Daniel Evitz, E, V as in Victor, I, T, T, S, June 1, 55. Address as a letter to Morgan Stoneman, S-T-O-N-E-M-A-N, 875-5168. Dear Morgan, consultation, Mr. Evitz, Daniel, 70-year-old gentleman, for abnormal kidney function abnormality, excuse me, for abnormal kidney function. Underline diabetes, hypertension. Creatinine for the last few years has been around 1.2, 1.7, representing a GFR around 50s. Denies change of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is minor esophageal reflux, which is not affecting him. Tongue nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. No abdominal back pain, no major edema. Does have neuropathy, but no ulcers, no severe claudication symptoms. He's participating on physical therapy. Here in Alma, just joined Planet Fitness. No associated chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, or PND. Review system done extensively. Next paragraph, past medical history. Diabetes at least 10 years, hypertension, atrial fibrillation for about 3. He denies coronary artery disease, TIAs, stroke. No documented event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or vascular abnormalities. No kidney stones, no recurring urinary tract infection. No liver abnormalities, denies anemia, blood transfusion, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries. A groin hernia as an infant. Repair of right angle fracture. This is like 40 years back. Next paragraph, denies smoking present or past. Minimal alcohol in the past. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Zetia. Next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Amlodipine, Metoprolol, Lisinopril, ACTC, Metformin, Glipizide, fish oil, magnesium, no anti-inflammatory agents. He is adapted, so no family history available. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 74 inches tall, weight 281, blood pressure 169, 102, repeat, 160 over 90, overweight, alert, oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movement, no facial asymmetry, lungs clear, no gross neck masses, JBD, lymph nodes or carotid bruise, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tenderness or masses, chronic edema, no major stasis changes, no ulcers, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from May 1st. Presently, creatinine 1.33, GFR 58. There was an isolated February 1.7, but baseline is 1.3 to 1.4. Normal potassium acid base, minor low sodium, normal albumin calcium liver testing, glucose elevated in the 200s. A1C 9.5, previously 10.4. There is gross proteinuria, presently 412 milligrams per gram. TSA not elevated, normal thyroid, elevated triglycerides, middle 200s, elevated LDL 164. Back in February, there is a PTH not elevated, no anemia. Prior stress testing 2023. normal ejection fraction, no abnormalities. Prior echo, severe enlargement of the left atrium, left ventricle is hypertrophic, dilated, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, likely related to diabetic nephropathy, plus minus hypertension, no evidence for progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, presently normal potassium acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, has not required EPO treatment, phosphorus binders. We discussed the meaning of chronic kidney disease. We will assess kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. He understands the goal of treatment is aggressive diabetes control, blood pressure aiming for 130 over 80 or less. He mentioned white coat hypertension, so he's going to check it at home. Aggressive cholesterol triglyceride management. He's on all radio maximal doses of lisinopril. We discussed potential use of sodium glucose cotransporter inhibitor. But first we have to maximize resting regimen. We will follow with chemistries in a regular basis. We will see him back on the next 6 months, end of dictation,